It's Try It Out Thursday, and Liesl van der Westhuizen has been trying out a new gadget. Hello, Liesl.
Good morning, Africa. I'm trying out the Thule Hydration Pack, and I've got the woman specific one that I tried out about 2 months ago when we were allowed to travel. I was up in the Kruger for a 3-day cycle event, and I thought, what a perfect spot to test this out, because you're out in the Kruger with no support. It's not as if you're at a run or an event where there's water points along the way and you can stop. And I actually wasn't going to take it out of my bag because I thought, oh, it's going to be a short ride. And I was riding with comrades, winner Nick Bester, and I watched what he was doing on the morning of the ride, and he was getting his hydration pack ready. So I thought, okay, if Nick, who's an experienced athlete, is getting his ready for what we thought was going to be a short ride, let me do the same. And I can tell you, this Thule hydration pack that I wore, it's called the Vital 8. Really saved my life out there. I didn't realize how hot it was going to be. I didn't realize how much water I was going to drink. And what it is, it's a well-fitted backpack with a 2.5 liter bladder inside. And you put it on, you tie it, it fits perfectly onto my body with adjustable straps. And you've got your fluid and you've got enough space for, I like to pack as if I'm going for 3 days. And it always irritates my cycling or my hiking partners. And I always have enough snacks to feed the entire group. So this definitely gets the thumbs up for the amount of stuff I can put in. But I thought we'd get a professional just to give a professional opinion on this hydration pack. And I got Miles Kelly, who's the gear editor for Bike Network. He's also got 40 years of racing and riding experience and is the former master mountain bike world champion, just to tell us a little bit more about this.
Hi everyone, Miles Kelsey from Bike Network. Here's our impressions of the Thule Vital Hydration Pack. It's a cycling-specific backpack with a hydration reservoir that can be used on-road or off-road. It's available in a few sizes with either a 1.75 liter or 2.5 liter reservoir. The latter has more cargo space. The entire Vital backpack range by Thule has zipped pockets for valuables and sleeve-style pockets for easy access to things like energy bars. There are three things we really like about these backpacks. The bladder hose has a magnetic system that secures it after sipping, and this improves rider safety significantly. We like the fit. It's designed to sit a little lower down so it doesn't slide around. And we also like the fact that it's designed for the chest straps to be run pretty loose, which is better for breathing. A couple tips for listeners on choosing the right option. For rides less than 2 hours, you'll probably be fine with a 1.75 liter reservoir. If you're regularly out there riding more than 2 hours, you should consider the 2.5 liter reservoir option. For more cycling content, head over to bikenetwork.co.za. Thank you.
That was Miles Kelsey, from the gear editor from Bike Network. And I loved his tips when it comes to choosing the right hydration pack for you. And the best thing, my advice is, when you are able to and you are looking for something like this, go and find one that fits for your shape. The Thule women's range that they've brought out is women specific, but they've got men's. I took the Thule 8 liter women all day hydration pack with a 2.5. And I like how Miles says it's a reservoir and I call it a bladder. I don't know where I got that from, but whatever you call it, you need to make sure that you've got enough to get you through whatever your event is. The other thing that I know, Miles said it was only for cycling. I used it up on the mountain. My first time I actually tried it out on the mountain on a hike, and I took it for a little run on the prom just to see how it would feel on my body. And if you are looking for something and you're a multi-sport weekend warrior and you like doing a whole lot of things and you're looking for something, then I definitely recommend this. The nice thing is it weighs the what a block of butter weighs.
Oh, really?
500 grams. So this fits perfectly in your bag. And when I do go away for cycling, when we were allowed to go away for cycling weekends away, I like this, that it's nice and small, because it means I can pack a whole lot more into my luggage. So it's really lightweight. The only negative is it's not waterproof or rainproof, but I mean, you're out in the elements. It's enjoyable. So I wouldn't.
Let's be clear. I mean, whoever decides I'm going to get on my bicycle and go riding for however many kilometers when it is torrential rain outside needs to have their mind read, right?
Absolutely.
Unless you are training for, I don't know, the Cape Town Cycle Tour, for example, and you are adamant that you need to get in the kilometers.
No one should be doing that in the pouring rain. But I agree with you. So it isn't rainproof. That is my only negative. It's It's also ideal for the urban and city commuter. So if you're just getting around the city, you can put a lot of stuff in there. So that's great. And the plus points for me on this woman specific one, and Thule have a whole range leading from a 3 liter all the way through to an 18 liter size pack. It's all hydration specific, woman specific geometry. I can feel it because I've tested out a few other brands as well. It's got expandable cargo space to fit extra gear. Trust me, I put my raincoat in there. And it's ideal for 1 to 3 hours, lightweight and breathable material. So it definitely gets my thumbs up on this tested out Thursday.
Let me ask this question. The bladder, the reservoir that can contain up to 2.5 liters of liquid, I suppose, which is what you have. And it could be anything from water to, I suppose, the kind of nutrition that you
Absolutely.
Think you will need while you're there. It's a practical question that you might not have an answer to. Is it insulated? As in, if I pour in cold water and I'm now going for a hike up Lion's Head and I want to, you know, drag on my hydration pack, will the water still be cold when I'm drinking it or not really?
I did try it out in the sun and my water did stay cold. I don't know the specifics on
Fantastic.
That, but it's not insulated like you would expect your coffee mug that keeps it cold for longer. But I was very impressed. I think I was out in the sun. I had this pack on for about 6 hours between 9 and 3, and that's the hottest time in the Kruger.
Yeah.
And only towards the last hour did I feel that it got a little bit warmer.
Yeah.
But those technical specifications, we're going to have to definitely ask the team from Thule. And I was impressed about how easy it was to clean as well. You take it out, the reservoir, the bladder, you actually take it out the bag and you can rinse it and clean it. And you can wash the pack, the backpack itself separately.
And as with anything Thule, by the way, the design is absolutely, that color particularly is absolutely beautiful and it fits you well. So
I definitely give it a thumbs up. This color is a, I'm trying to think what the color is. It's like a light blue, baby blue color. Baby blue green, beautiful color. But it comes out, the Thule range, the hydration pack range comes out in navies, blacks, blues, a camo color. So they've really got everything for everyone. And as I say, go out to a store, test it out, try it out and see for yourself in store what fits your body and also know what your specific cycling, running, hiking or fitness needs are so that you can find the correct hydration pack for yourself.
Liesl, thank you very much and happy cycling and hiking with that particular bag. Liesl, of course, back with us tomorrow morning at 10 to 5.